If you like aliens, whether they land on Earth or not, you're in the right place. It's April 28th, 2024. Today, a first look at Riven gameplay, a trailer for Golden Kamuy, news about Superman and Alien, and I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Video game developer Cyan shared an update about the upcoming remake of Riven. It explores the acting and character motion capture in the game. Here's a clip from the promo.
We added two new roles to this production of Riven that did not previously exist. Those two roles were filled by Shannon Woodward and Ronan Farrow. It was really a pleasure to be able to have them come on set and provide their performances almost flawlessly to begin with. It meant a lot to us to work with people who would know the backstory of these characters and be able to empathize with their history and maybe what their motivations were. So working with Shannon and Ronan, you could tell both of them are huge fans of the game, they're huge fans of the universe, and they brought all of that to the table, which was super valuable, and 10 out of 10 would do again.
It's kind of cool to get to expand on the backstory and getting to learn a little bit more about their history. So I think fans will be really excited about getting to learn more about their favorite characters and kind of get some more of a foundation.
Riven is set to launch sometime this year. Netflix released an official trailer for Golden Kamuy. In the noble, vast lands of Hokkaido in the north of Japan in the tumultuous early 20th century, Saichi Sugimoto is a Russian-Japanese war hero who earned the epithet Immortal for the otherworldly combat skills he demonstrated on many battlefields, including the bloodiest of them all, 203-meter hill. Hoping to find a huge sum of money for a certain purpose, he begins searching for gold in Hokkaido. There, Sugimoto learns about a large trove of gold that was stolen from an Ainu tribe. The man who stole it, Noperabo, hid it just before being captured. He gave 24 of his fellow inmates tattoos that, when combined, make up a single code that reveals the location of the gold, and then help the prisoners escape. Around that time, Sugimoto was attacked by a wild brown bear and saved by an Ainu girl named Asirpa, whose father was killed by the man who stole the gold. Sugimoto, who wants to find the gold, and Asirpa, who seeks revenge for her father, decide to team up. Another man, also on the treasure's trail, Tokushiro Tsurumi, first lieutenant of the 7th Division of the Imperial Japanese Army. He schemes to conquer Hokkaido for the sake of his soldiers who risked their lives in the war but were left unrewarded and needs the gold to fund his military aims. Among the escaped prisoners is Toshizo Hijikata, the merciless vice commander of the Shinsegumi military police force who was thought to have died in the Boshin War. He and his former ally Shinpachi Nagakura seek the gold to realize their own ambitions. The English live-action Golden Kamuy premieres on Netflix on May 19th. We've got two bits of news regarding the fan-favorite character, Superman. And this is concerning first a TV series and then a movie. First, actress Elizabeth Tulloch confirmed that she has officially wrapped production on the final season of the CW Superman and Lois. She shared a picture of what was printed at the bottom of her final call sheet. It's a message that reads as follows. To the best cast and crew in television, thank you for four seasons of tireless dedication, endless enthusiasm, and your massive talent in making Superman and Lois one of the best adaptations in the Superman mythology. Season 4 of Superman and Lois will premiere on the CW this fall, but that's not the only Superman news we've got. Multiple outlets have confirmed that DC and James Gunn have cast Pruitt Taylor Vince as Jonathan Kent in the upcoming Superman film. Jonathan Kent is Clark Kent's father. Superman will fly into theaters on July 11th, 2025. All right, we've got another duo of updates, but this time about Alien, a different kind of alien, of course, the Xenomorph, as first introduced in Ridley Scott's Alien franchise. We've got two updates for separate projects. First, about Noah Hawley's Alien series for FX. Deadline reports that Sandra Yee Sensenbrenner has joined the cast. As for our second Alien update, Collider sat down with Isabella Merced, set to star in the Alien Romulus film. Specifically, Collider asked about the highlights of her experience on set. She said, "Definitely seeing the Xenomorph for the first time. They used a robot for that. And also, they used a human being, like a really tall person in the costume and special effects. We had two Xenos on set at all times, and they were just terrifying. The detail is incredible. I like the Xeno nails. That's my favorite part, the chrome nails. I'm going to get chrome nails for the premiere. You'll see me with them all around. They were incredible." There is no further news about Alien at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits. After the big news bits, The Wild Robot has been delayed a week and will now premiere on September 27th, 2024. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for April 28th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.